listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
Been a long time coming, but damn, we just made it. So much to discuss, so frustrated. Yes, I must say that the industry lost touch. Radio better play this because Tay's style is nuts and y'all niggas is dated. It's history in the making. When I write it, it's for all of NC. Just call me the state pen. And now I'm making my name for those who hate that I'm staking my claim. Just like Nationwide Radio. Them suckers never play us. Took our wax to the station and they straight played us. And that's how the game got contaminated. And now they saying that we fought like the San Andreas. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Test Podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
We're in the house on a Saturday morning, early in the morning.
Early.
To give you guys some feedback. Okay, guys. Of course, the feedback show is where we talk about all the things that you guys wrote in to us, all the things that you left us, whether it was 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher, whether it was voting in our polls on our website, theblackguywhotips.com, leaving comments on each post, emails, theblackguywhotips@gmail.com. You can also do stuff like donate to the show on the front page. There's a right side that's like, hey, donate to the show, recurring donation, one-time donation, and we give you a little shout out. Doesn't matter how much you donate, everybody gets the same shout out. You can do all that stuff and get mentioned on the show, get your feedback heard. You can leave voicemail 704-557-0186 as long as they're like 2 minutes or less. The voicemail will cap you off at 2 minutes. There's nothing we can do about it. I forgot to check to make sure if we had any or not. I'll check that in a second. But you can do all that stuff, and help the show out. We appreciate everybody takes the time out to do it. Now today, my phone is doing an update right now. So I have to, I have to see if I can read the donation emails from my computer.
Because I don't think you can get it through my phone, can you?
No, actually, my phone may have just come back up. It might be a slight delay on some of these, is all I'm saying. And there's a lot. There's 2 weeks worth of donations, so we're gonna have to read a bunch of this shit. All right, so
the choir gonna be singing hard.
Yeah, the choir gonna be going for a while. With no further ado, let's get into that. The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
Unofficial sport
is bullet ball
and bullet ball extreme. And now to this month,
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
The triplets.
Today's a new day.
Brina H, recurring donator. Thank you, Brina.
Thank you, baby.
Kelly C, thank you so much. Calfani G, we appreciate you.
That's a unique name.
Christopher D, Chris from Hawaii, thank you.
Aloha.
Corey the Tickler, appreciate you, fam. April G, thanks.
Hey, baby.
Brianna F, thank you, Brianna. Tabitha M, we appreciate you.
We do.
Conrad L, which is of course the official first time donator, recurring of the show.
Yeah, every time he gives us the very first time.
Alexis H, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
June from Harlem, shout out.
Hey, baby.
Joy M, thank you, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Regina G, I think that's she's new. Go to the new members class.
Go to the new members class, baby.
Conrad, take it to the back.
I know, right?
Dana W, thank you so much.
Yes.
Rosalie V, thank you, Rosalie. Josh, aka Wonga from Down Under, thank you, brother.
Hey, Wonga.
Chance H, thank you, Chance. Ray Sani from Misandry with Marsha and Ray.
Doing fabulous things in the world.
Marsha and Ray.
Yes, hating on the men.
Samuel H, Tanya S, thank you so much. Felicity F, who is a brand new recurring donator. Thank you, Felicity.
Hey, baby, we see you back in the back. Don't be afraid.
Helping Oliver save the city.
I know, right?
Billy M, thank you very much, Billy.
I
hope I'm pronouncing this right, but Quinones D, thank you very much.
I know that's new.
Tiffany B,
Tiffany.
Shirley Wong Esquire, please say the Esquire,
you
out
better.
There traveling
just,
the globe.
I Claire doing fabulous things, honey. She deserved it, baby. I've been watching your pictures, have been gorgeous.
Lisa D, Shout out to Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Aisha B.
Hey, baby.
Jane M. Thank you so much.
Hey,
Alfonso M. Design T. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Got a one-time donation from Anna. Anna L. Thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you, Anna.
Celeste M. Thank you. Mm-hmm. My brother, Rodney. Appreciate you.
Hey, Rodney.
Autumn W. Thank you.
Pretty name.
Kyle K.
Hey.
Damian Jackson. Who I am for real. Cynthia D. Thank you, Cynthia.
Hey, is Kyle K in a relationship to Circle K?
I don't know. Might be.
Might be
on him. Bambi. Bambi L. Who, of course, recurring.
Hey, baby.
Sabrina J. Thank you, Sabrina.
Yes.
Jason F.
Mm-hmm.
Pamela A. B. Aisha Y. Thank you, Aisha.
Mm-hmm.
Halle Q. H. Kimberly, our girl, Falcons Diva.
Hey, baby.
Sabrina J. Thank you.
Hey.
Derek. Thank you, Derek.
Hey, Derek.
Harold W. Appreciate you.
We do.
B. Coleman. Thank you, B. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Noel W. Linwood C. Kiwi R. I think this is new. Kiwi.
Yeah.
Kiwi R. New member. A lot of new members signing up.
Mm-hmm.
Preston F. Thank you, Preston.
Hey, Preston.
Cedric W. Cedric the Entertainer. Malinike I. Thank you. Michael E. Wait, Marcus E. Sorry, Marcus
yes.
E. Calvin N.
Yes.
Gerard L. Ooh, can't never take 2 weeks off. Terry W. Joseph O. Courtney J. R.
Hey, Courtney.
Jason F.
Yes.
Tyrone M.
Tyrone.
Better call him. Arian F. says, I may not agree with the lifestyle, but I support you living your truth as a carefree white woman. Hate the sin, but love, but not the sin of love, y'all. Thank you, Arian.
Thank you, because I have been living my best white woman life, and I am never getting off that train.
Alexander M., thank you.
Thank you.
Waste Bees by Sura. Eric M., Attitude Check.
Bronco Pride.
Michael Irvin, the Playmaker.
Yes.
Jasmine A., thank you very much.
Hey, baby.
One-time donation from Patrice M. says, thanks, Rod and Karen, for all you do due to character limitations. Send an email regarding this donation. Oh, wait. So this is, oh, okay. So some of these, I guess, is before you left. All right, cool. So I can get rid of the rest of these. Oh, man, that was a lot, though. Woo. LA.
You to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
Ooh, that was a whole damn song.
All the way to the end, y'all.
All right, Maine, we got these 5-star reviews. Let's see, Helen writes in 5 stars, Helen 9 on iTunes. We got 2 and we got none on Stitcher.
Okay.
Helen 9 says 5 stars, Helen VLO, by Helen VLO. I enjoy all of the podcasts and I'm upset that as a premium member, I've not been able to access the premium content for the last 2 days. Now I prefer email as opposed to 5-star reviews, but I took care of this. You know, once I heard of it, but if you want to get, if you have an issue on the site and anybody that's dealt with issues on the site can tell you, the best way to do it is to email theblackguywhotips@gmail.com. Yeah. It's a lot easier.
And you get a lot quicker response.
Yeah, cause we only check the reviews like once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the comments on the site, we can't really reply back to you. I did email you as well, Helen, but I don't know if, you got the email because I didn't get a response, but hopefully everything's taken care of, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and let us know if you have any problem. Y'all don't be afraid. You would email and call anybody else that was providing you a service. You could do the same thing to us.
Right. Thanks for all that you do. Brent Telligent says 5 stars. My favorite shows are when all 3 of y'all, Karen, Rod, and Justin, are on this at the same time. It's always like waking up the Christmas morning to see them 3 names in the description, because every time y'all cut up, never fails. Hands down, my favorite podcast network. Peace, Brentel. Thanks, Maine.
Thank you.
So yeah, thank you everybody that left us 5-star reviews. We appreciate y'all.
We do.
Would have thought there were more, you know, because it's 2 weeks off. But I guess you guys ain't feeling the show. That's cool, you know.
I guess me living my best white woman of color didn't mean nothing to nobody.
Right. I would have been bothered more, but I'm just gonna put on a little more of this pumpkin spice hemp. and vanilla chai body lotion, and I'm just letting it moisturize itself out.
I mean, I'm gonna go demand to speak to more managers out here in these streets.
This is sad.
I mean, really,
you people really always letting us down. Being all divisive and stuff.
I mean, all we're doing is providing you a service, and you people won't even go out there and leave us no 5-star review.
Can't even leave a 5-star review.
Only take a few seconds, and they're absolutely positively free.
Right. Don't cost you nothing but a little bit of time.
That's all. Just a little bit of time.
Still can't find a way to you say you down. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I hope I don't. I mean, look, December 9th and 10th, we're going to be in Seattle at PodCon. You can get your tickets at PodCon.
Yes. And
we're going to be seeing a lot of y'all in person.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I hope I'm not going to be hugging and shaking hands and giving dap to people that haven't even taken those same hands and left us a 5-star review. I hope that's not what's going to happen.
I hope you ain't going to hug us, somebody, I love your podcast so much, and you ain't left us a 5-star review.
You changed my life, but I can't be bothered. Like, I hope that's not what we about to go through.
I mean, you showed me how to love my wife, but you can't leave no 5-star review.
Right. I really appreciate everything that y'all do. I never miss a show, but you know, leaving a 5-star review, well, that's just crazy talk.
Queen Karen, I love you so much, but you can't leave me no 5-star review to show your love for real, though.
You the greatest. Well, I see you at the check cashing place. I don't come hug you. Not gonna hug your neck. Okay. We had some comments. Now, I read the comments to episode 1558 already, The Hands of Jesus, because it was a Walking Dead review. So I think we don't have to do any of those, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think no new ones popped up.
I don't think so. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just double checked real quick and it doesn't look like they did. Also, now my Firefox is moving slow. The hell, Firefox? Just working fine. anyway, we had episode 1559. The Black Woman Shared Universe, where we did Karen's Jamaica debrief. We just talked about.
I had a good time sharing with y'all.
Her trip.
And, shout out for you for being a good moderator and keeping me on task, cause my mind was everywhere.
You know, some people say, like, I appreciate that you got good interviewing skills, Rod, and all this stuff. But if you like my interviewing skills, make sure you check out Medium Talk, which is a premium show that we offer where I interview just different people that I find interesting. And it's been some pretty good episodes on there.
You know,
I'll be kind of interested in all of them.
Yeah, and one of the people that was on the trip with us, Tia.
Tia also.
Yeah, you recently interviewed her, and that was a great interview you had with her.
Yeah, she was an awesome person. And like I said, you learn so much about people. It was a cool conversation. So hopefully, you know, I can keep doing more. I have more people lined up to interview as well. Episode 1559. Here back. Celeste 63 says, "Welcome back, Queen Karen. I really enjoyed you telling us about your wonderful trip." Great. Now, just what is Firefox doing?
Uh-oh, what's happening?
It loaded, then it stopped loading, and then every time I scroll to the bottom of the page, it moves back to the top. Okay. All right. Hopefully that fixed it. All right. It was great seeing pictures and video via Crowdcast. I'm so glad you had a fantastic time. Shout out to all the white women of color who are living their full pumpkin spice rum punch life with you in Jamaica. Peace. AO says, "Karen, I'm so happy for you. You deserve the respite. Thank you for sharing your trip. You really got your white woman of color life. I love hearing every moment of it. I'm so glad a space was created for black women fighting oppression to be able to just be and recharge. Your thoughts about how black women need to be uplifted were so real. Thank you for all that you do. This was an amazing episode. Welcome back."
Thank you, baby.
Nahon 87 says, "Welcome back, Karen. I really enjoy hearing about your trip, and as the official planner in my family, it has truly inspired me to put together a trip for my sisters. Is there somewhere I could go to see the itineraries, including where y'all stayed? I stayed at villas before, but your trip was on a whole other level. I'm so happy you got to experience it."
Well, I didn't plan the trip. You would have to talk to Leslie Mack and Marissa. Like, they actually did like all the planning and the preparation and things like that, so they would have all that information.
And Big Daddy Too says, y'all, Miss Karen, I'm so glad you enjoyed your trip. I'm a small biz owner who maintains salt and freshwater aquariums and was so happy to hear that you enjoyed snorkeling and seeing fish and corals. I see you every day in aquariums. I want to give you a warning for future trips. Do not touch live coral. They are mostly harmless, but some can cause painful burns, rashes, or even death if you are either allergic or if you touch one and it causes you to go into toxic shock. Every year someone in my line of business dies or is hospitalized because they made a mistake with coral they deal with every day. If you go snorkeling again, they have waterproof coral and fish identification charts that make the experience educational as well as fun.
Okay.
As a PSA, taking coral is super illegal, even the skeletons, which is the white part you see on the beach. I'm glad you made it through customs all right, but don't chance it in the future.
Nobody stop me.
Also, as a heads up to everyone, do not buy the dried out starfish or the giant conch shells. They may not be dead, and will stink up the place like you won't believe.
I didn't know that.
Thank you for being in my ear when I get bit by large eels with attitudes, or by clownfish because they are dicks. Love the show. Y'all stay awesome. Peace. Damn.
No, I stayed away from the core. I made sure I didn't get cut or scratched by any of them. And no, I wasn't trying to take no starfish or nothing like that with me.
Well,
I would have assumed that he was alive anyway.
Sound like you still illegally smuggled some coral out of Jamaica.
Now that I did.
You may be wanted and said it may be a warrant out for
living
you.
Living my best like woman of color. I don't, who laws? Who give a damn about laws?
Mm-hmm. But they gonna come in here and take it
right
into this Caucasian house? I don't think so.
Not a white, my old white woman of color body.
Karen, I cannot tell you how much I enjoy hearing about your trip, says Sierra. I was here for all of it. I love the format of Rob interviewing you with reggae music in the background, and I absolutely love hearing the details of each day. You can tell from your stories that you had the best time. I've been to Jamaica before, but I never done Jamaica the way you did. It sounded lit all day, every day. As a black woman, I hope someday I can have that kind of experience.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was like Leslie playing the hell out of that. Y'all always had something to do.
Always. And people that are event planners, they think about shit that you don't even think about. You be like, oh yeah, Second Snack is lit. And so it was a running joke about Second Snack. Everybody was like, I think we missed it one day. And people got an attitude like, I miss Second Snack.
Susan says, I love hearing about Karen's trip. Not only do I want to go to Jamaica, I want to go with Karen and a bunch of cool black women. Seriously, if someone from that group starts a travel company, let me know. I'm working on getting my passport. Rod, loved your scoring of the episode. What is the name of the song you played when Karen was talking about sea turtle holes on the beach? I don't know.
I don't think he kept an itinerary.
I can share my list with y'all though. Okay. via title.
Okay.
If I remember, I'll try to put in the show notes. Okay. If I forget, hit me up on social media, Facebook or Twitter, at Rodimus Prime on Twitter, and let me know, and I'll send you a link.
No problem.
EVE says, Karen, I got my life listening to you talk about your trip, and it inspired me to organize a girls trip of my own. While I've been out of the country a few times before, I wanted to do it with some good girlfriends and cut the fuck up. Rod, I laughed my ass off whenever you said white people were there because you said it was so much disgust. Like, ooh, white people. I mean, it was black girl time. Come on.
For real. I was really looking at them like, oh, I got to deal with you.
Love this recap, and I hope those folks don't stress you out at work, Karen, especially that bitch at work.
No.
And the poll was simple. Did Karen's trip make you want to visit Jamaica? Yes. No, I already been there. I already been there. 16.28% of them said I already been there. About 10% said nope, that Karen, your trip didn't even make them want to go. And 75% of the audience said yep, made me want to go to Jamaica. So you ask why you were invited, that's why. You're out here influencing people, Karen. You're a thought leader. Bitch, I'm both. I know.
What am I saying? Thought leader or thought leader?
Bitch, I'm both.
Hey, yes, I am. I'm both.
We have episode 1560, No Nut November. We talked about a bunch of stuff. Talked about Kaepernick for a while. Talked about that thing I wrote on the Medium, the anti-masturbation pledge that people were taking, a bunch of stuff. Had a couple comments. Really Dark Knight says, Rod and Karen, so nobody gonna say anything about No Nut November, huh? Well, I will. Fuck that dumb shit. If I want to bust, I'm gonna bust. You want to know why? Because I'm grown. Maybe that dude making an app of women without makeup needs to bust a couple and not worry about what a woman he's not in a relationship with looks like without makeup. Fuck out of here.
Come on.
EVE says, I feel like the guy who developed the no makeup app is one of those mouth breathing MRAs. They always doing the most. They are. The poll was easy. No Nut November. Bad idea or good idea? 10% of our audience says, good idea. Take November off from abstain from having orgasms. And 90% of the audience says, not a good idea. So maybe that was 10% can like meet each other or something on a dating app. I don't know. There should be some kind of way for y'all to like get together, I feel. I just realized I didn't do the feedback for the actual feedback episode that we did before you left. Hold on, let me scroll
back.
Gotta
go back.
Well, with Rick's a Hazard, and then we'll go back. So we had Rick's a Hazard was when we reviewed the second time we reviewed Walking Dead this week, so we can get caught up. Another good ep and a better recap. This is from Fireworks. Few points, questions I like to present. One, Shiva ain't clapped back at them walkers because she's a domesticated tiger, not raised in the wild, so maybe she didn't know how to react. Maybe. I don't know. You know, she was normally like a jump on somebody's neck and eat them type case, you know. You don't want to eat that nasty chemical zombie. Two, in y'all opinion, how much will the loss of Shiva affect Zeke? A lot, I'm assuming. I wonder if he's going to be depressed, if someone's going to have to take over leadership.
He's going to be very depressed.
Especially the loss of all his people, more than Shiva.
And it would not surprise me if Carol start leading that group.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. I have to worry about that. I don't know. Number three, sometime in season 8 do you guys expect or want a backstory on Negan, either before the Z-Pac or how the Saviors came to be with him at the reins? Want one.
Oh yeah, I think before the season's end, I think this whole season's gonna be about the war. So eventually I think you're gonna get a background on him.
I wanna see it, cause we haven't got that in the comics yet, I don't think. Unless it was like a special, like, buy this book for Negan.
Because
I didn't buy it if it was.
People weren't on the main story, me either.
Number four. With all the spy talk that's been geared at Enid, did we stop to think about this connection? Jesus, Saviors. In this before last, how did he know the Saviors would surrender? How does he know his way around Negan's compound so well and never get caught when there's a million Saviors? Just saying, love to recast Fireworks. Yeah, I don't think he's a spy.
I don't think he's a spy. And if I'm not mistaken, he had been in there before,
right?
Because remember he came with Daryl,
right?
So he knew. He literally knew his way around. He's like a ninja. He knew his way around the compound.
Yeah, and I normally do this first, but it was a mistake. I'm doing it last. But feedback episode was 1557. Ugh, life till I die. You guys know the rules. When the ugh life chooses you, you gotta go. Jay Matore says, I've been so sad about having to go a week without the blackout test, but this surprise episode made coping so much easier. Thanks, Karen, and enjoy your vacation.
You're welcome, baby.
Yep, it was all her, because I ain't want to do it. So glad you and Karen are having some downtime. Once you both return, it's going to be 5 stars. Rest, says D. Ramsey, Ph. Dunn. Andrea B. says, I, too, was a fraud-ass college student. I remember depositing advice. Please enjoy your time off. Yeah, that sucks that day you got to go in the bank and it don't work. They like, we know that you wrote this check and risk getting a fee, so take this fee. You've been here too many times for us to do all the paperwork to reverse this shit. Amani says, a feedback show on a Friday. Is this what a pick me feels like when they get chosen? Y'all really love us. My black ass would have seen those comments and kept on scrolling in my swim trunks. Karen spread the hashtag black girl magic, looking cute in the sun, living her best life, and even coming back to a black woman mayor. Rod gonna hear that mean patois with his PSL. I won't be able to even. I seriously can't. Oh my God, I just love your accent. Well, Karen's accent is only country, so nothing.
Yeah, it's country and nothing.
and for some reason the Skype isn't even letting me see if we get messages. It had to do one of those updates.
That shit update every 2 minutes. I don't comprehend.
What is the point? What is the point of Skype?
I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway, the poll was: have you ever owned a pair of Uggs? 56% of y'all said no.
That's just sad. I've never owned a pair either.
That's a sad existence, a ugliest existence. What is your life about? Y'all need to get y'all life right. Stop hating and start luxuriating. Yes, 22% of y'all understand the privilege, the lifestyle, the comfort. And not yet, 22% of y'all have aspirations to one day ascend to the UGG style of life. And you know what? That's dope. I think that's more, we need more people like y'all, you know. All right, I did get Skype to come up. Now I'm gonna see if we got any messages. All right, take your time, Skype. You know what, let me read the emails. We'll do Skype last because it's just taking forever. You know how I do. Tiffany wrote in, let's see. Oh, it's basically a fucking with black people art link. She said, did you read this? Crazy as hell. On another note, hope Karen has a great time in Jamaica, Mon. Enjoy your Uggs and pumpkin spice quiet time, even though you'll miss her. What you really need to keep cozy while she's gone is warm chenille throw or pashmina. I don't have no either of those. Those are too white for me to know. I need to Google those. They will help you really live your best white woman life ever. Seriously, love the show. Love you guys. 5 stars. Holla, Dr. Tiff. Thank you, Tiff.
Thank you.
Yeah, I gotta go Google what pashmina and a warm chenille throw. I gotta look those up.
I don't know what either one of them is.
I'm still being introduced to the white woman ways, so you know. I have a lot of growing to do, a lot of learning to really step into the truth. My podcast reviews, that's right, we had a review from last week. I get these on Sunday, so I had to save them till this week, and we got one from the UK. Forgot to mention that. It's by Knit Sonic, who says, found amazing life-affirming podcast bringing joy and social justice in equal measure. Found this podcast after it got a big shout out on Safety Pin Box by Leslie and Marissa. Aww. During the Ally Q&A. Dang, they got people on Safety Pin Box in UK.
I know, right?
Wow. Can't stop listening now and learn something new every episode. These beautiful people make me laugh because they're very, very funny, but they also make me think. I find the way Rod and Karen speak to one another and about major issues to be uplifting and inspirational. This podcast gives me hope. Amazing stuff. Would give 10 stars if allowed. I'm a white woman in my late 30s tuning in from reading in the UK. Thank you.
Thank you, baby.
Appreciate the 5-star review. Mm-hmm. Long distance. Let's see. Robbie R writes in, insight on a gaming console for a child. Hello, Rod and Karen, smiley face. I've listened to you both talk about gaming on the Nerd Off, and I just figured it wouldn't hurt to ask. Okay, of course, if you're not premium or you're a new listener, the Nerd Off is our premium show that we do about nerd stuff, such as video games, movies, entertainment, stuff like that. We read articles. Normally, we have Chris from Movie Trailer Reviews on, Aaron from Black Astronauts Podcast. Mm-hmm. And, if we do it in a Friday afternoon, we get Karen in for most of the show as well. I wanted your earnest opinion on what would be a good starter gaming console for my 9-year-old son, 4th grade. He has started expressing an interest in them. My understanding is that some consoles have most games geared more towards an adult audience rather than children. Is this correct? Yes. Mm-hmm. I'd say most of the new ones, yes.
Yeah, most of the newer consoles.
Except for the Nintendo.
Right. Nintendo is more targeted towards children. And you can get your children one of the other consoles, but you will have to use a lot of the devices. Like, they have, like, parent control stuff that you can set on a lot of the devices.
Well, I think that's depending on what kind of content you're looking at. Like, okay. I don't know if you're going to set your Xbox One up to do your cable. Like, it doesn't sound like this type of thing.
Okay.
So, I don't know that, like, I just would say, just looking at the games, you probably don't want to go PS4, you probably don't want to go Xbox One.
Not at nine.
Cause you don't, just cause you're looking for most of the games to be for kids.
Yeah.
Even the Nintendo, Wii U, is, even though it's for kids, it's also got this nostalgia thing for adults.
Correct.
Cause it's Mario and it's Zelda and it's what we grew up with, so a lot of adults are playing those consoles as well. Also, we are on a budget and we cannot spend $300+ on one. If I was to look for a used or refurbished console, what in your opinion would be feasible? Or is this an, or is there an older version of a console that can be, still be compatible with fairly recent games? Any insight would be helpful. I'm thinking of making one a Christmas present for my girl, Wolf Girl, aka Butterfly Rose.
I would say, yeah, Roger, right, the Nintendo. Nintendo would,
well, that's a, I don't know how much a Wii U costs. You know how much it costs?
I don't know about the Wii U, but you can, even if it's not the Wii U, you can still, you get like an older version,
like maybe a Wii.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would say something from Nintendo. And the thing is, you, if you want it to kind of look fairly recent, like you don't want your kid to be like, oh my god, this is complete trash or whatever, I would go with something closer to new, and I would probably do the Wii U. Yeah, I'm looking at the prices for the Wii U. It doesn't look that expensive. Let me, I mean, I hope I'm not looking at this wrong, but
yeah, you're talking about right around the $200 range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah, and some of them come packaged with games, like games, right. I'm looking for some of the ones that got like a game already kind of pre-packaged.
Well, even if, forget about whether it's packaged or not, I mean, but because she said 300, can't spend more than 300. Well, okay. This is well below that.
Yes, it is.
So I would say Wii U. I don't mm-hmm. even think it's close.
Yeah, because the other ones, you know, you're going to spend a lot more than that.
And your Wii U would be kind of current. And it's also mobile.
Right.
So you can take, it's like you can take the portable part of it. Your kid can take it in a car or something, on a trip or whatnot. So, and I've heard almost nothing but good things about it.
For real. Everybody, because Aaron actually has one, he reviews it and he raves about the games and things like that. And for a child the age of 9, it's more age appropriate where they won't feel out of loop. Then if they play like Pokemon and stuff like that, they can get up with their friends and link up and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'd get one myself if I didn't already have a console. Because that ain't a bad deal either. Like, yeah, the bundles at GameStop are like less than $250. So,
mm-hmm.
At any rate, that's those are the, that, I guess that would be the best thing. Let's see what else we got here. But thank you for your email.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we normally don't do advice, but that one was pretty easy one. Angie writes in, Veggie Vixen. And she sent you, Karen, a Groupon.
Yes, she did.
For you to take your pictures from your trip, mm-hmm. and you can like make it into a little like book, like a scrapbook thing. Yes. Through Groupon. Also, did you get my Groupon that I emailed you yesterday?
All right, go check.
All right, this one is for, it's to fix your phone.
Ah, I get, yeah, on
they
top
had a
of
sale
that.
For a screen protector, I mean for the screen replacements.
Yeah, first time.
And that, so yeah. Anyway, she left this note with your custom 20-page 8x8 hard custom hardcover photo book. Queen Karen, hope you enjoy your gift. Keep those special Jamaica photos in a book. It helps keep your memories and give you some phone space back. I can't wait to hear about your vacation, Veggie Vixen.
Thank you, baby.
Thanks, Angie.
That was sweet.
And I'm sure Karen will put that to use, good use.
I will.
Miss Martikins writes in, Karen's back, vacation is over. I hope that we enjoy the vacation. Yes, we. I vacation vicariously through Karen. I liked all your pics on Instagram and pretended my thigh meat was in the Irie Jamaican sun. In reality, I was just standing in front of my wall heater. I see you too, Rodimus, out here in your Uggs and your lavender. Yes. I do need that resort info. At any rate, love you guys. I love the show. Side note, I was watching Mindhunters. It is so good. And at one point, there's an interaction or a decision made that perfectly describes the interaction between white woman privilege and black people. I don't know if you're watching it. It is such a small, teeny tiny part of the show and not any kind of a spoiler, but it made me think of the podcast. Anyway, go on and be great, Mimi. Thank you. And I haven't watched that one yet. I'm actually watching The Punisher, and I watched Stranger Things, and I'm reviewing it with Nick Jew tomorrow, so can't wait. Let's see, Scott writes in, this is just a picture. I'm not gonna show you guys a picture, but I mean, not because there's anything wrong with it, but remember when I said I was washed, because and I knew it because I realized the other day that my stereo was on the factory settings and have been for 5 years straight.
Right.
He took a picture of his dashboard and his stereo, and everything was at zero, and he said, my car, damn it. Yeah. Welcome to the club, Scott. The wash club. We go to bed at 6.
Come on. We don't hang late.
We don't hang too late. Mm-mm. You know, we don't make a lot of noise. No partying. Let's see. What the most armed man in America has to say about mass shootings. Tiffany sent us a link to an article. And says, this is wild. Why the hell do you need a tank? I'm a veteran. I don't even own a gun. This dude is crazy as hell. Yeah, I've seen this video. This shit was crazy. It's a, of course, white dude, older white dude. And he, like, was gonna have a reality show. Something happened where they decided not to do the show. Mm-hmm. But, this is a 5-minute video or whatever. I don't know if we can play the whole thing, but I'll try to play some. Is it showing up in the chat?
Yes, it is.
Where, like, they interview him, and I mean, it's weird because people like him with money and all these guns and shit are the reason that I think mass shootings keep happening. It's because he sees his right to have a fucking tank as, you know, for on his land as worth the lives of innocent children in the school. Like, he's like, to him, that's a fair trade off, and it ain't his problem to worry about, so fuck everybody else. And I guess when he was filming his reality show with his wife, she ends up dying because during the explosion, there was an explosion during like the final taping or something, and it killed her.
Oh,
right. So the show never went to air. They canceled the whole thing and all this stuff. And he seemed more upset that they canceled his fucking show than that his wife died. It was a crazy video.
He did not give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't know why this thing doesn't want to play, but yeah, he the motherfucker had a tank. He had, like, it was just
we live in America, and you know, in America, you can't tell white people what they can and can't do.
Right, that's the only thing they care about is, you know, y'all take these guns from my cold dead hands. Anyway, video don't want to load right now. It might be because my Firefox is just acting stupid. This is moving so slow. Maybe if I close it and reopen, I'm gonna try closing and reopening or something. Oh wait, hold on. All right, it's coming up now in the search. Maybe I can find it on YouTube real quick. Sorry about this, everybody.
Oh, you good?
Normally we don't have these issues.
And in other countries, they like, what y'all ain't gonna do is be killing everybody. Y'all might, you know, slice people up with swords and guns, but you know what? Rarely is there a mass sword killings. Mm-hmm. Not unless you get a group of ninjas like Naruto and them out there fucking up people. You ain't gonna have mass people dying within one place. And if you do, you ain't gonna have but so many people.
Like, you won't be able to kill everybody. You might injure a bunch of people, and it's still gonna be less people than what, I mean, look at Vegas, you know? It's gonna be less than that, and I mean, the goal is to limit the amount of people getting killed.
Right, because violence will never go away.
My name is Mel Bernstein, and they call me the most armed man in America. I have over 4,000 weapons in my name, over 200 machine guns. I have mortars, bazookas, tanks, half-tracks, attack jeeps, flamethrowing, and everything I have is legal in the state of Colorado. This is the front door at Dragoman's, my gun store. Right now, you're not a trespasser, you're a target.
3% of Americans own, according to a recent study, over 50% of guns. You probably fall into that group.
Yeah.
Why do you think so few people have such a large concentration of weapons?
You get addicted to them, you know, it gets in your blood. We're driving up my property now, and there's all kinds of warning signs, as you can see. If anybody comes on your property and threatens you with bodily harm, it's legal to shoot them. Colorado, they should have that nationwide. This is one of the first signs they see when they drive up Dragon Man Drive, which I actually have 6 shooting ranges.
Whatever the killer used, that's what they want.
They want to feel the firepower. They want to have the gun just like that to show people.
So they're inspired in a way.
Oh, yeah. The business, it goes up. We've been selling more guns in the last 3 weeks than we did in the last 8 months.
This is just like the AR-15 that Yehuda used in Sutherland, Texas, in the church. They all adapt to a 30-round magazine, a 40-round magazine, even a 100-round magazine. And all they do is snap right in. And you're ready to go.
This is the same type of gun that was used in Vegas. With the bump stock, this will actually shoot and fire over 500 bullets per minute. This is a 12-gauge pistol grip shotgun, just like the kids used in the Columbine massacre over there. And they used one similar to this one, too. We sell real man's guns. It's very, very easy to buy a gun in the state of Colorado. And within less than 15 minutes, you can walk out the front door here with a rifle or a shotgun. The whole Midwest is almost like Colorado, the same laws.
What did you think then when you saw Vegas, when you saw that on the news?
Well, the guy looked 100% normal. Nobody could ever know that somebody like that is going to do something like that. For him to shoot that many people really probably pissed him off. He just hated people all of a sudden. You know, that happens.
And then there's a lot of concern about mental health and guns. What kind of background checks, mental health checks, do you have?
Well, there's no real, you know, you could be good, 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 and then all of a sudden you get a brain tumor. They're not going to find that out right away.
How much does your weapons collection cost?
Well, just the machine guns are almost $2 million. And then the regular guns here, the inventory, is probably another $1.5 million. Military vehicles, maybe $3 million.
Rocket launcher.
Your wife died in an explosion on this property some years ago.
The Discovery Channel, you know, we were doing a film for my own show. We were filming for months and months. And just the last 30 seconds, all we had to do is walk through a whole barrage of smoke. And one of the smoke containers turned into a rocket and went right past me and right through her and killed her. So they canceled and threw away the whole show. Here's my house over here. We're pulling up to it. I live by myself, and this is all I really need. Yeah, come on in. Yeah, I got it all fixed up like oldies. Brings back a lot of memories to me when I grew up in New York.
This part is the big twist, okay? Because I was like, are you serious?
What was it like growing up there in Brooklyn?
Tough neighborhood back then. I used to get beat up all the time. I had to pay a 25 cents to the bully for protection, you know, every week.
So you're bullied when you're young?
The bullies, yeah. They bullied me. And then when I got older, I bullied the other kids. You know, it's a whole cycle. Let me show you my bedroom here. We got like about 8 machine guns in here. We got sawed-off shotguns. We got M16s. We got handguns all around the whole area. You know, I have 4 girls that live with me. This is Betty. We got Betty here. We got Jill.
Now, you may notice that the girls aren't moving.
Oh.
Because they're some sort of real doll. I don't know, sex dolls or something. I guess actual women probably don't want to come up in this house, despite how rich he is, and be around all those guns. So he has mannequin women dressed up in the 1950s clothes.
We got Jennifer. I need somebody to talk to, you know, tell my problems. They never really ask to go shopping or out to eat. They're very polite. They like that. And, you know, we talk about machine guns and hot rods and, you know, stuff I like. I don't really care what she likes because she never says nothing anyway. I'm real nice to them. When it gets cold, you know, in the winter, I even put underwear on. You know, I'm a good boyfriend. Come home after work, I put the jukebox on. I talk to the girls. We have a cup of coffee. I start the fire, you know, if it gets cold. I play with my guns. I watch TV, and I go to bed. This whole house fixed up like this puts me back in my era, back in the 60s where I believe.
Yep. Make America great again. Adrian writes in, the real dolls was a nice touch at the end. You know, she don't say nothing, I say something, you know.
Oh, because you're probably women, and your wife is probably the only woman that's willing to deal with you.
Yeah, like he was rich. You know, like I put the underwear on him when it gets cold. I'm a nice boyfriend. I'm not creepy at all. Adrian says, hi Karen and Rod, I absolutely love hearing about Karen's trip. You sound so happy and excited about the trip. I went to Instagram and liked so many photos, so if you're wondering about that random white woman who liked a ton of your photos, that's me. And I'm sorry for any creepiness. Oh, if no. There's more than one of us, I'm the one with the homemade pork in my photo. Can't speak to anybody else. I went snorkeling for the first time in my life within the past year too. I loved it. It's the best. Thank you for posting all the videos of your snorkeling adventures. Please know that the podcast would not be the same without you. Rod is awesome, but without your voice, I probably wouldn't listen to the podcast. I need a woman's voice on a podcast, and you are wonderful. Thank you for sharing your trip.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Adrian, for letting me know that you don't count me as a white woman of color, a fellow white woman turning and being divisive towards me. Mm-mm. I see how it is. Mm-hmm. Nice try. That's it for today's show, except for the voicemails we never got to. That is Karen being right. Let me see, this person left like 3 voicemails. When was this, yesterday? All right, let's see, hopefully these are not crazy or anything.
Hey guys, TJ from Pittsburgh again, 5 minutes after he called the first time.
The first one's at the top. Okay, let me start from the top then.
Okay,
TJ from Pittsburgh, got it. And we'll just give it some time. And that one was blank. Okay. So then we'll try the second one. Let's see. This one.
Hey, Rod and Karen. This is TJ from Pittsburgh. I've been a fan of you guys for a while now since Rod's shout out to the chat rooms, the TWIB. And you guys have been a good source of information, good source of entertainment. Hey, I just want to say thanks. You guys are real. Picked up a Black Guy Who Tips coffee mug, displayed that with everything. I'm getting a good reaction to it, to people who've been seeing it. So they said, oh, that cup's so cute. And I'm like, well, it's not cute, it just looks animated. But anyway, thanks, again, thanks you guys. And, keep it up. Bye.
Thank you, TJ. Appreciate it. Appreciate you getting the mug too.
Yeah.
The Blackout Tip Store. I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well.
I know. He's like, look, it ain't cute.
Thanksgiving is upon us.
Yeah, it is.
Hey guys, TJ from Pittsburgh again, 5 minutes after he called the first time. Reason I'm calling this time is I have routines. Just like you guys have routines for whenever you have your segments of the show. I have my routines for your segments. And usually with Guess the Race, I give a little Timberland, Magoo, Missy Elliott thing. So whenever you guys go, now it's time to do some Guess the Race, I go, uh-huh. Right, it's Guess the Race time. Say what? Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. It's Timberland, if you didn't know. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Freaky.
Damn, look at that.
And whenever you guys do Bullet Ball Extreme, well, I'll just do it now. Bullet Ball Extreme! That's a real song!
It's a real song.
Again, guys. And Rob, stay away from the Starbucks lattes, because you know they got sugar in them, they got pumpkin in them. They're dangerous.
They probably do. They probably got pumpkin.
Pumpkin semen.
They probably got pumpkin semen in them. In those, pumpkin spice lattes. You know what's funny is I do that with podcasts too, though. Firestarter, when they do the tanks and they play, that No Limit song, I always catch myself singing along to the lyrics in the background, whenever they like, just I kind of paused or talking or whatever. With Bomani Jones, The Right Time, every time that one black dude does his announcement, it's like, you're now listening to The Right Time with Bomani Jones, and I'll be like, oh, at the end. every time, the Evening Jones.
Yeah, now I do
starts,
that.
I'll sing along. Evening Jones.
Yes.
So yeah, I do that all the time with stuff. I'm sure there's stuff on Twib, you know, musical cues. I don't know. I guess I thought I was just out here doing that by myself, but I guess other people probably do it with us.
Sing the medium popcorn thing.
Oh yeah, that's singing along with it though. But adding ad libs and all that stuff, I do that to stuff as well. Yeah, and I don't think that, let me see if there's any more, cause I know we were off for 2 weeks. Let me see.
I don't know how far back you can see.
I can see back. I just, the way Skype is set up, you have to click on the phone number and then it takes like a minute and then it loads if there's any phone calls, voicemails, or whatever from that line. So it'll just, you know, this one, like, okay, so Saturday, November 4th. That was when you left. So that, if it wasn't on that, then we should be good. But yeah, there was no message on that because I think we recorded November 3rd, which is that Friday.
We did.
Okay. So cool. That was the only messages we had. Appreciate you. And thank you so much. We'll find out, if the Starbucks semen lattes are going to turn me gay. My guess is no.
Ha!
You know, I'm not a scientist. I'm not, you know.
And if it does, we need to have a talk.
I didn't go to college for that, exactly. But, you know, the assumption that I would make is that, Starbucks lattes probably do not have semen in them. And I would not be turned into a homo demon or, turned gay from the pumpkin spice or the semen. But what do I know that Reverend Dr. James Manning, you know, maybe he know, he went to school for that. So I'm not a reverend or a doctor. All right, guys, we'll be back tomorrow with more, show. This is a short one. And like I said, I'll also be having a Stranger Things recap come out soon too. So until then, love you.
I love you too.
Mwah. Yeah.